Thank you for tuning in. Today is Wednesday, March 28, 2018. Today we will begin with some news from Apple, followed by some other headlines, and to close off the episode we will go into a few funding and acquisitions announcement. The new iPad is very familiar. It has the same basic 9.7-inch screen size, bezels, touch-ID sensor, button placement, and cameras. The big new features are Apple Pencil support, which works the same as it did on the iPad Pro, and an update to the A10 processor as with the previous iPad. It has 10 hours of battery life, an 8-megapixel rear camera that supports 1080p video, a front-facing FaceTime HD camera, supports optional LTE, and weighs 1 pound. Interestingly, there is no smart keyboard connector, which seems like a big omission. Apple pushed several updates to its music creation software GarageBand today, following education-based announcements including a cheaper iPad and new crayon stylus earlier in the day. There's an intriguing new feature that makes use of the iPhone XS TrueDepth camera and face tracking features. If you've got Apple's flagship phone, you'll now be able to use your face to control effects and synths, hands-free up. GarageBand will read your facial expressions and translate them into instrument controls if available for use on an instrument or effect. A small smiley face icon will appear. The parameters that can be adjusted are locked and can't be customized, but there are some fun options. For example, smiling opening your mouth affects the piano's vibrato and sustain. Snapchat is building a way for people to use their Snapchat account to connect with third-party apps. The idea, in theory, would let Snapchat users grant outside companies access to their Snapchat data to help personalize other services. If that's the case, and it looks like it is, based on these screenshots Smashable published on Tuesday, it would mean that Snap is building out the same kind of appy that just got Facebook into a whole mess of trouble. Zuckerberg's always listening home device could be a hard sell right now, even though it seems like everyone is selling some sort of smart speaker. Bloomberg reports that Facebook will not be the next company joining in, and has scuttled plans for a reveal at its F8 developer event despite earlier rumors of a device that would compete with the likes of Echo, Home, and HomePod. It seems that the company has considered its current privacy debacle and decided this isn't the right time to try and sell customers and, likely, regulators on an always listening assistant video chat device with built-in facial recognition. When it comes to sales software, Salesforce isn't the only game in town. A number of startups have emerged to target the sales industry, with roughly $3 billion per year getting invested into marketing startups. Now one of the largest players is Intercom. The 7-year-old startup is now announcing a $125 million Series D round led by Kleiner Perkins, with participation from Google Ventures. Veteran investor Mary Meeker will also be joining the board. The valuation is $1.275 billion, meaning that the company is considered a unicorn. The round brings the total amount raised to $241 million. Existing investors include Bessemer Venture Partners, Index Ventures, Jack Dorsey, and Mark Zuckerberg. Today, Pipifi announced that it has raised $16 million in a Series A round co-led by OpenView and Trinity Ventures. Prior investors Valor Capital and Brazilian venture fund Redpoint Ventures also participated in the Series A financing. Prior to this round, Pipifi raised $2.7 million in known seed stage funding. According to Crunchbase data, other investors in the seed round include 500 startups and 2 co-founders of Zendesk. This brings total capital raised by the company to $18.7 million. Pipifi provides a self-service platform for business process managers to design, deploy, and measure the performance of new digital workflows. It provides a set of templates for different kinds of departments. For example, Pipifi designed a sales pipeline workflow that any of its users can implement for their own organization. The company also lets managers roll their own custom workflows. Just a day after General Catalyst, the 18-year-old venture firm revealed plans in an SEC filing to raise a record $1.375 billion in capital, another firm that Wed said was likely to file any second has done just that. According to a fresh SEC filing, Lightspeed Venture Partners, also 18 years old, is raising a record $1.8 billion in new capital commitments from its investors, just 2 years after raising what was then a record for the firm, $1.2 billion in funding across 2 funds, one early stage and the other for select companies in its portfolio that had garnered traction. Oscar Health, the startup run by Josh Kushner, yes, brother of Jared, has raised $165 million at a reported valuation of $3.2 billion. CNBC's Christina Farr reports the funding comes from Alphabet's Capital G investment company and Verily Life Sciences Corporation. Founders Fund and others. Oscar's goal is to outpace existing industry-leading insurers, including United Health and Aetna, with an emphasis on mobile technology, including an appointment booking app and other tools for encouraging engaged consumers across its platform. Google has acquired the GIF platform Tanner for Android, iOS, and desktop. The company announced today Tanner is going to help Google bring up GIFs inside Google Images and other services like Bard more easily. Notably, Tanner is a GIF platform that Facebook has used in its Messenger service to let users send GIFs more easily. It's unclear if this acquisition will change that. Thank you for tuning in. We will be back tomorrow. All articles are listed in the description of this episode. Thank you again for tuning in. We will be back tomorrow. All articles are listed in the description.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.